Because the Hmong fought alongside the United States during the Vietnam War, they had to flee to the jungles and later refugee camps to avoid persecution once the communist-led government in Laos took over. The U.S. made provisions to bring thousands of these soldiers and their families to this country starting in the 70s. Up to 50,000 live today in Wisconsin. Because their part in the so-called secret war is still not widely known, racial conflicts and prejudice have bubbled to the surface as taunts, fights, and hunting disputes. Ka Vang, a multicultural educator at the Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire, has experienced some of that.
Go back to your country. I hear that a lot. Go back to your country. I've heard that being thrown at me at various events throughout my life growing up in Eau Claire.
But the Hmong can't go back to their country. Charles Vu has been explaining why for decades. He came with his family in 1978 and is now the Hmong Southeast Asian Program Coordinator at UW-Eau Claire.
I came when I was 13 to Eau Claire, and as a child I remember growing up going to churches, to different community groups, and now going to university classes to explain who are the Hmong. Why are they here? What were their sacrifice?
But because not all people have this exposure to Hmong history, some lawmakers have introduced the Hmong Migration Education Act to require schools to teach it. The bill was sparked by the racial tension believed to be at the core of the shooting death of a Green Bay hunter, Cha Vang, last January. Charles Vu says the incident overshadows the assimilation of Hmong into Wisconsin communities and points to the need for legislation.
What we are asking now is to do more systematically at the big level.
UW-Eau Claire curriculum professor Deb Patti points to the law that requires Indian history.
We can look back at the history of the American Indians. We did not have anything in our textbooks in the 80s, and it wasn't until lots of disturbing things that were happening in our state came to a head that we passed Act 31.
Professor Patti and her students have been researching what schools in other Hmong resettlement states of Minnesota and California use. She says it's slim.
So we are writing 15 lesson plans for various subjects. So as far as I see, we have written more than a lot of other places. So we dream about creating some kind of clearinghouse.
And that would allow schools the option of offering Hmong history if the bill fails. Opponents say they don't like putting another mandate on schools. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.